It might seem like frustration is frustration is frustration, but it ain't. In this episode, Dr. Cashew talks about different types of frustration and why it matters, because some things work for some kinds of frustration, and other things work for other kinds of frustration. And if you use the wrong stuff, you'll beat your head against the wall. And that seems pretty frustrating. Roll the intro! Hello, and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. Last time, before there was an impromptu Coffee with Cashy episode, you ended on more of a granular definition of frustration from really more of a medical science ilk, okay? A discrete event from an internal or external source that is thwarting or obstructed the intended action or process. To that end, you can do one better, and if you so decided, commit to further taxonomic progressions, okay? Aristotle was big into this stuff, okay? Into what are essentially discrete frustrations and chronic frustrations, or acute and chronic. Now, a discrete frustration is exactly what it sounds like and falls into the otherwise standard definition of frustration, where it is a single event. This obstruction is best resolved when you STFU. When you stop and think about what the frustrating stimulus is, you determine your thinking, feeling, and urging, okay? Stimulus, thinking, feeling, and urging. You're thinking, feeling, and urging, okay, about that stimulus, and then you apply some logic and some reason to think rationally and act deliberately so you can respond in a purpose-filled way and get yourself a constructive outcome. In the case of the discrete frustration, it's almost inherently a temporary obstruction. To that end, it's just about doing the right thing, where doing the right thing in the presence of a stimulus is responding such that avoiding, shrinking, and resolving the stimulus, you get yourself or increase your chances of a constructive outcome. You get a flat tire, you can call AAA. You get put on hold and they hang up on you, well, you can call back. You lose your phone, you can turn on location services or get another phone. A person insults you on the street and you can laugh and say, imagine if you really knew things about me, you'd have more to say. Okay, these are things, annoyances, hassles in any of the four domains, right? You're aware of the four domains now: the operational domain, the emotional domain, the the achievement domain, and the fairness domain. Okay, they easily separate into distinct events, more or less. Sometimes they overlap, but they definitely have a weight. Mostly, they're short-lived. You can avoid them, shrink them, or resolve them rationally and deliberately. People, though, in their infinite brain power, are highly skilled at obsessing over a discrete frustration, frustrating themselves because of it. You know this as double trouble now. This frustration feels like it lingers. This lingering, even though it's a single discrete event, it feels like it stays alive because you bring it back from the dead and keep it alive, okay? That could have had an overall constructive outcome, but now it sticks around like a splinter in your brain. Why is that? Why is that? Well, the most common reason, by virtue of TCAN's internal data anyway, and some academic snooping that some people call research, it's easier to dwell on it, okay? Creating this meta problem, this problem about your problem, frustration about your frustration, this double trouble. It's easier to create that, to fabricate that and obsess over that than it is to resolve whatever other major frustration there is going on in your life, okay? The chronic frustration. The big Mondo obstructions blocking one of the major frustration arteries, one of the four domains, okay? Now, dwelling essentially on the piddly little stuff, especially if you fabricate it and potentiate it and perpetuate it, right? You make it up, you make it last longer, and you make it worse than it is. To keep the cardiovascular metaphor alive, you just end up bypassing the artery that is obstructed. So if there's a major frustration that's essentially recurring and you create this problem about your problem, you frustrate about your frustration, you get into double trouble, well, then it allows you to focus on that and bypass the arterial obstruction in that frustration domain and essentially procrastinate on addressing the proverbial elephant in the room, okay? on a severely overfat person, for instance, or even just a person that's carrying more fat than they want to, they may stress themselves out on whether food is organic or vegan or gluten-free or GMO. Was it locally grown? What's the density of omega-3 fatty acids? Is it high or low glycemic index? And any other massive variety of ways people can evaluate food items, all the while completely ignoring how many calories they are consuming. It is obvious they're encountering a major achievement frustration for them, okay? A major artery is blocked. The achievement artery is blocked, right? And focusing on these meta problems they fabricate. How many meals should I eat? What times? What sorts of foods? Focusing on literally every other little thing that they're turning into a problem aside from the major problem, how many calories they're consuming, they can bypass the blocked artery. And they can bypass addressing whatever the major obstruction is. How many calories they are consuming, okay? So the major achievement frustration, consuming more than enough calories to support their goal weight, is what is obstructing their progress to their weight loss goal. And they get upset about being frustrated in that achievement area, create other things to worry about, and then focus on those instead of just addressing the major obstruction. Hopefully that makes sense. In other words, for discrete or acute frustrations, it's what you do that counts. It's what you do that counts right then. There's a rational and constructive way to approach and resolve the issue, okay? Chronic frustrations are a tad different. Chronic frustrations are a tad different. So I'll explain what those are in a little bit, and then we'll get into further detail next time. Now, although chronic frustrations are essentially an accumulation of discrete frustrations, a chronic frustration is better thought of as being continuously blocked by a variety of things in a similar domain, okay? This may manifest as a sort of I can't stand it itis that's encompassing a large area of your life where apparently feelings of stress and overwhelm encompass entire domains where nothing feels easy ever. Why do I have to work so much harder than I should? Why can't anything just work? Nothing is fair. I never get what I deserve. See, entire domains are getting cut off. I always screw up everything and I fail all of my goals every time. I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. I feel horrible every day, every night, all the time, and I can't stand it and it's terrible. See how there's this hyperbolic vagary is the sort of terminology we're coming up with now. This massive sort of all-encompassing language that completely blocks off an entire domain of your life. Fairness, operations, achievement, right? Emotions. They're entirely blocked off now because there's so many frustrations clogging the pipes. This is what chronic frustration looks like. An apparently continuous stream of frustrating events that apparently have a laser-guided system to make just part of your life particularly miserable all the time. That is, again, until it spills over into everything else, right? Sheesh. So practically every frustrating stimulus falls into one of these two categories of the discrete frustration or the chronic frustration, and creating meta problems. Problems about your problems, frustrations about your frustrations, getting into double trouble about the discrete frustrations end up causing a lot of the chronic frustrations, larger problems, larger frustrations that are obstructing entire domains in your life to go essentially neglected because it's easier to focus on the piddly little crap that you bring back from the dead and focus on instead of focusing on the so-called elephant in the room. We'll focus a little bit on those last time. So to reiterate a little bit, for a single discrete acute frustration, just STFU, right? Stop and think about the stimulus. What is your thinking, feeling, and urging? What is a better way to operate? What is a more constructive way to do instead? It's about what to do. The chronic frustration is a little bit more about how to live. Okay, so we're going to get into that a little bit more next time. Thank you so much for learning. Stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Kashi? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Kashi is out!